from Yorkshire Water. An email I got this morning, I think, is probably worth reading out to you, because this confirms what they told us they were going to do when we met them on Friday. There are three phases to their proposals. There's immediate actions, and I'll read it to you word for word. It says, we are currently bringing approximately 17 tanker loads a day of healthy seed bacteria into the site from other wastewater treatment works. We are also dosing the additional chemicals. Both of these actually cover the biological treatment of the plant. I don't know whether you know or not, but what happened was when the pea season kicked off and the first loads came down, it was in such large amounts that it actually killed off the bacteria in the treatment tanks at the very back. And without the bacteria working, they've got the ongoing problem. So 17 big tanker loads of new bacteria are being delivered here every day. That's the short-term proposal. You're obviously aware that they can't just flick a switch and stop it. That's not going to happen. It has to be dealt with. It's coming down the line, and this sewage works has to do what it has to do. But the short-term proposal is to build up the bacteria. Medium term, they're looking at permanent or interim solutions that can be delivered before the peak season next year to prevent odour problems. This includes pre-treatment at source in West Holland. This pea residue that comes down here comes from a factory in the western side of Hull. You will probably know it better as Burnside, but it now belongs to a French company called Norbert Dentressemble. However, they're the people who are dealing with tens of thousands of tons of peas this time of year, every year, and the effluents and the waste product has to be dealt with in the sewage works. So hopefully by the time next pea season comes along, they will be doing some pea at the factory itself, and maybe we'll have some tissues down here. The final long-term proposal, and the wording here is, we are already on with investigations into multi-million pound long-term, can you hold that up, Mike? I can't read it. We're already on with investigations into multi-million pound long-term investment in the site that would improve the capacity of the site over the next few years. This will ensure that the site can cope with the increased loads and can support the growth of the city of... The fact is, this site was designed over 20 years ago to deal with the situation that prevailed then. It's obviously under capacity now. They're taking way over the amount of their normal this year from standard waste, and from the pea factory they're taking something like 60% higher than they've ever had before. So there are mega problems here, and hopefully that the short, medium and longer term proposals will help sort them out. But in the meantime, we've got what we've got. I have to say I'm absolutely amazed by the turnout this morning on such a lucky day. Thank you for your support, and believe me, there is activity in the background in the hope that we can get this matter resolved. So if anybody needs to speak to Mike or myself, we're here for a little while, and thank you for listening.
So just as a reminder to all of us all, if you can remember this number, 08451 242424, and hopefully we're not the front board of Yorkshire Water. Thank you.
Right, you've heard that. Will you not drink? Yeah? Is it a wash-up, mate? Is it a wash-up out of what? Exactly. You won't pay your council tax. You won't pay your water bills. For what? For this? You pay for this, for the smell. So enjoy it, people. You're paying for it, so you might as well enjoy it. So get your noses right. That's all I can say. Right, anybody else got to say? Anyone else? No? Right, I'll give you a song then. You hit my feet home.
How long has the play that been done?
What's
he say? Well, we don't have to speak from there, would we?